A lack of data and little oversight are two prime factors contributing to the exploitation of disabled and elderly adults. That is according to a report released today by the Senate Special Committee on Aging, which is chaired by Senator Susan Collins.
We have found a pattern of barriers to proper oversight, and we have identified a need for greater use of alternatives to guardianship.
Collins says the report, compiled over the last year, found that many state authorities were privy to little or no data on their own guardianship cases. While many court-appointed guardians act appropriately, Collins says the system makes it too easy for at-risk adults to be victimized by the very people appointed to care for them. Maine's Acting Health and Human Services Commissioner Bethany Hamm says an overhaul in Maine's probate code taking effect July 1, 2019, will address at least some of the problems Maine faces by requiring that guardians file regular reports with the court.
The reports provide sufficient information to establish the guardian has complied with the guardian's duty, whether the guardianship should continue, and also whether the guardian's fees, if any, should be approved. So that's just a few examples of those.
The Senate committee report makes a number of recommendations, most of which are contained in a bill sponsored by ranking member Democratic Senator Bob Casey, including background checks and regular reports and financial audits.